You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dear friends, we have discussed many times that there are many different perspectives which come up in these shiurim. Even though this is a parsha shiur, and the parsha, by definition, has to do with the time of the year and the time that the parsha is read, but there's also the calendar perspective. We are now in Tammuz. This coming Thursday will be Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which sets the stage for the 3 weeks, the 9 days, which rose into Elul, which is all ha'achana for Yomim Neroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, and then we start the year again. So there's a whole bunch of different perspectives, and often these perspectives on which the shiurim are focused, sometimes individually, but sometimes there's a convergence where one shiur will tie a lot of these inyanim together, and this is this week's shiur in Parshas Pinchas. When we started Bamidbar, if we look at the historical perspective, that was Kabbalah Satorah. Bamidbar always comes around Shavuos, and in the historical perspective, Kabbalah Satorah was the high point of Jewish history. Had we not sinned after Kabbalah Satorah, then we could have rectified the sins of Adam HaRishon, and after Kabbalah Satorah, Klal Yisrael would not have experienced Misa, our Chazal tell us. But the Egel destroyed these hopes and aspirations. And in the progression of Bamidbar, when we have Shlach, the Meraglim, and Korach, and Chukas, where we talk about the Misa of Miriam and Aaron, and the impending Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, we come to Parshas Pinchas. Now, not only did Pinchas save the day from this existential threat, which was a diabolical plot of Bilaam, but it sets the stage for Pinchas, who later on in history becomes Eliyahu, as the Zohar discusses, and Eliyahu is there with us, and behind the scenes he saves the day on a regular basis throughout history. And ultimately, he is the Mevaser Tov. He will be the one that will herald the Geula, that Mashiach is coming. And I'd like to focus this week's shiur that Moshe Rabbeinu has a dialogue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu after the Benoy Selofchad in Perek Chof Zayin Pasek Tazayin Yifkir Hashem Alekeya Ruhuiz L'chol Basa Ish Al Ha'eda. And Rashi extols the virtue Loidias Shivchon Shel Tzadikim Kishen Iftorim Min Ha'Oyla Manichen Tzorchon Vo'iskin B'Tzorchei Tzibo. Moshe Rabbeinu was there when the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the neshama of Aaron HaKohen, which came after the Ptira of Miriam. So Moshe Rabbeinu realizes he's not going to be taking Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to put in a special request from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, pick the right manig to be my successor and tell me who that manig is. That's the thrust of this pasuk. Yifkud Hashem Elokei Ruchis L'chol Basa Ish Al Ha'eda. Now, there happens to be another pasuk that this connects to, and Rashi, which connects to this narrative, Perek Chuf Ches, pasuk Aleph and Vez, Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Lim, Atzavis B'nei Yisrael, Yamato Olem, Skol B'ni Lachmi, L'ishe Reich Nichoichi Tishmo, which talks about the essence of the Korbanos. And there's a very intriguing Rashi here, Yifkid Hashem, Omele Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad Sha'atam Etzu'uni Al Bonai, Tziva Bonai Alai. Rashi is referring to this pasuk Yifkid Hashem Elokei Ruchos, where Moshe Rabbeinu put in a request to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam is turning the request back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi says, rather than you command me about my children, namely finding the right manig, command my children about me. And the Medrash says, an interesting moshel, Labas Melech Shoyse Nifteres Min HaOlam, that the daughter of the king is about to be nifter from the world, and she makes a request, please take care of my children, she tells her father. So he says to her, rather than you're commanding me about my children, command my children about me so they should not disobey me and treat me disrespectfully. This is a sifrei that Rashi is quoting, and the Art Scroll brings this down on that Rashi in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Beis. So this shiur is focusing on Hashem Shmuel, that why is it that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, turns the question around to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if Kodesh Amalekei Aruchos, please focus on who is going to be the Malik after I am Nifter. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is, as we just mentioned in the Medrash, saying, rather than asking me, who I am the Melech and the Mashal, to take care of the children, why don't you make sure to tell Klal Yisrael about what they have to do and respect me? But the Shem Yishmuel says, from all the things in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, that Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Klal Yisrael to give him respect, it picks the Korbanos. Why is it picking the Korbanos? And I am going to steal my thunder in this year and say that the point of the Shem Yishmuel is going to be that the Korbanos contain the essence of what Klal Yisrael needs to do to maintain its viability all through the Golus. And we're going to see its implication all through the calendar year. And this is an important introduction to the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and Elul, and what our job will be there, and the thrust of what we're going to need Yomim Noraim to initiate the new year. Now, this Shem Yishmuel, which is the focus of our shir, is in Parshas Pinchas, on the Pasuk Divrei HaMatzil, Yifked Hashem Elokei Aruchos. It's on page Shin Nun Tes. And those who are acquainted with the Shem Yishmuel, it's Nishnas Tuf Resh Ayin, which is the first year of the Shiurim that's mentioned in the Sefer Shem Yishmuel. And I'm going to do what the followers of my shir will recognize I often do, is to urge people who can to look up the Shem Yishmuel and learn it inside, because it's way more material in it than we can cover in this shir. We are focusing on the essence of this piece as it relates to the points that we want to bring out, but as known in the world of finance or in the legal world, we're going to talk about the salient particulars of this shir. Those are the points we're bringing out from the Shem Yishmuel, but it's a good idea to look this up, and it's always a good idea to look up the pieces, because from a Kabbalistic perspective, when we learn a piece of any holy sefer, we bond with the Mechaba, we bond with the Shem Yishmuel, we bond with the Kedushas Levi, we bond with the holy tzaddikim who wrote these svarim, and this has great implications for our neshamas when we want help from above. These tzaddikim can assist us. So, very quickly, getting to the essence of the Shem Yishmuel, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to focus on the Korbanos when he passes away? Why is that of paramount importance? Because the essence of Korbanos, and now I'm going to be quoting pieces of the Shem Yishmuel, Zeh Yitochen Rak Im Kol Yisrael Ba'achdus. Klal Yisrael has to realize that the essence of Korbanos is that, especially the Korbanos Tzibo, the Temidin, that affect Kapora on Klal Yisrael every day. And of course, even though we don't have the Korbanos anymore, but the Tfilis are Bimkim Korbanos, so when we daven B'tzibor, or even if we can't daven B'tzibor, but if we're mechaven ourselves to connect to the Tzibor with our Tfilis, even if they're B'yichidis, so we are affecting kapara on a daily basis for all of us. And it's critical that we are be'achdis. If you notice in Shmoneh Esra, the entire Shmoneh Esra is beloshen rabim, except for Hashem Svasai Tiftach, the first line, and the end, Yiratzen Imrei Fi, Svasai and Fi are singular, but all of the rest of Shmoneh Esra is berabim. All of these brachas in the Shmoneh Esra are b'loshen rabim, because for our tefillahs to work, like we say by Mishaberech L'Choyla, B'soich Shar Choyla Yisrael, the tefillahs optimally function only as a tzibur. So we have to have in mind that we are part of a tzibur, and we have to be ba'achdes. And Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to instruct Klal Yisrael, or the children, as per the mashal we mentioned before, the children that the mother is instructing to follow the Melech, the father. Moshe Rabbeinu is instructing Klal Yisrael like a general who instructs all the soldiers of all various ranks what their part is to do and the machshava that they're supposed to have when they bring the korbanos. Kina manig Yisrael tzorch lahandig l'chol echad ve'echad seder avodasai kifi shoresh nishmosai v'zeh rak im tachlis kavanosam achas. It only works if every soldier understands that he's functioning as part of a unit, a smaller unit, a larger unit. And if you want a very beautiful insight in this, one should look at the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah in Parshas Re'eh, Bonam Atem LaHashem Elokeichem Lo Tizgodedu. And he talks about how even though there's an Isser of Agudas Agudas, which we're not going to go into now, Klal Yisrael splintering themselves into inappropriate small units, but if we function together as an army, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a voice Hashem, the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we understand that each one of us has a different job. And some people in Klal Yisrael have to make parnasa, to give tzedakah, to run the moistis, and all of us have to be kevei itim l'toyra. We all have different jobs according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, our gifts. If we're b'yecholus to be learners, if we're b'yecholus to be workers, but everybody has their tafkid to function individually and as a whole. And that's why, very briefly, that pasuk that we quoted before, Korban Ilach Mi Li'ishai Reich Nichori, which is an introduction to the Korbanis in Parshas Pinchas, the Korbanis of all of the Yamim Tovim, and the Korbanis of the Temidim are either explicitly mentioned or alluded to in this week's Parsha, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to emphasize to Klal Yisrael, that after his passing, while going into Eretz Yisrael and all through the Golas, we have to be focused on those Korbanis and our tefillas which relate to the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and this will affect Kapara for us. And this will enable us to exist and to get to the time of Mashiach Tzedkenu. So we have to realize that as a unit, Klal Yisrael, our Kavona, and this is Negeya now as we're going into the 3 weeks, and this helps us understand why the Churban happened, because of Pirud Lavodis, because we got split up, and we're not focused on each other the way we should be, and we don't interact with each other as we should be. So this is our focus, interestingly enough, not only in the Parsha, but in the calendar year and in preparation for the upcoming Yomim Noraim. Another quote, Ki kol ha-tfilus heim rak mitzad ha-klal, kemo she-mispalim gam al-achoy le-betor she-achoy le-Yisrael, v'chein kol ha-tfilus, u-ma'acha she-heim oyu k'neged, his-chalulis ha-klal, lo yi-achoy le-lohoyal tfilus Moshe Rabbeinu aleihem. So, dear friends, again, perhaps I have not included enough of the Shem Yishmuel, but the concept is there that at this time of the year, we should not get depressed, even though we're obligated to be Meitzer and Doig on the Churban Bayis. We have to be sad for the Churban and its implications for us in the Golas. And I quote that famous story of the Kotzka. Somebody came to him and said, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to be Meitzer and Doig on the Churban. We will not see the Geula if we're not adequately connected to the Churban and feel the Churban in our hearts. So the fellow asked the Kotzka, what am I supposed to do if I don't feel the Churban? I don't feel the Churban bias. I don't feel the Churban of the Golas. So the Kotzka answered him, then you have a bigger problem because you have to focus on your own Churban. If you don't feel the fact that Klal Yisrael is in pain because we're not there for each other and we don't feel the need to be mispalel for each other and help each other with adequate tzedakah and doing what we can for one another to make the load lighter, then you have your own churban you have to be focused on. And then when you realize what your problem is, then you can connect to Klal Yisrael. And perhaps I'm going to add something, a personal insight. Maybe we should say korbanis. You know, there's a group of people out there that are not focused when they go to Daven Shachar's on Korbanis, if I may say, being that we see that Korbanis is the focus of what we're supposed to spend our time understanding is our job, as per the Shem Yishmuel, which this year is based on, maybe we should be mispalel for our friends in general, and maybe we should understand that the whole tefillah that we're doing, this tremendous gift of being able to interface with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is based on the Seder of the Korbanos, and being that the Korbanos is Achdus, that will help us have better kavon and tefillah. Let us be mispalel for our friends, for their parnasa, for their health, for their being able to do shiduchim. And in that schus will be zeichet refuas and yeshuas for us and Klal Yisrael, and we will be able to use this upcoming tekufa of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av to launch us into Elul and to Yom L'Rayim Abba Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael L'Toiva.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.